News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Shane, it is News Talk's Breakfast with Anton. It's Friday the 10th of April. Lots to come between now and 9.
We need a meeting to speak about the cost of fuel. All these agri and agriculture men and hauliers are going broke. Is Micheál Martin tone deaf, is he? These people are drowning in finance and paying huge taxes. You say the army's coming for me, I'll be waiting for them.
There is a meeting. There isn't a meeting. More traffic chaos anticipated as the government is apparently set to meet with representative bodies. They say they're going to be, or rather the protesters say they're going to meet with them. The government says they're not. We'll check in on what progress there is there and also have a look at how the roads are looking across the country in a few moments.
You cannot have a cake and eat it at the same time. That was the message that Iran sent quite clearly, crystal clearly to Washington and to the Oval Office last night. You cannot ask for a ceasefire and then your ally just start a massacre.
Iran's deputy foreign minister there warning that the ongoing ceasefire with the US remains fragile following Israeli attacks on Lebanon. We'll get the latest shortly after 10 past 7.
900,000 people are waiting for outpatient care or an operation. The number of people waiting over 6 months has increased by 12%. Nearly one in six adults waiting for outpatient care have languished on a waiting list for more than a year.
Before 9 a.m, we'll hear from the Irish Medical Organisation, who are calling on the HSE to make drastic changes to staffing, patient care and the measurement of healthcare outcomes. Let us know what you think on that or anything else this morning. Get in touch 087 1400 106 or text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. And throughout the programme, we're going to be hearing from opposition politicians, from government, from representative organisations like the IRFA and the IRHA and some of the people protesting. So if you have a view on what's been happening at refineries, oil terminals, on our streets, on our motorways, on the capital city and in cities around the country, do give us a view on that and I'll put it to the various parties as the show goes on. Before we get to that, let's get an update on what it looks like in terms of those protests this morning. Our reporters are at the refineries and fuel terminals and in the capital city, and we'll start by heading to Foynes, where Josh Crosby is on the ground to give us the latest there. Any changes where you are, Josh?
Good morning, Anton. Well, all I can say is more and more service stations are running out of fuel in this region. The local Circle K here in Foynes is empty. I pulled in there this morning to see out of stock signs on each pump. Now, around half a kilometre up the road from there is where you arrive at this protest where I am. I was here yesterday as well, and when I first landed, there were no trucks being allowed to enter or leave this port. However, at around midday yesterday, there was an agreement reached to allow trucks carrying water treatment chemicals, and they've been filling up since. Now, there were talks ongoing yesterday as well of negotiations to allow animal feed materials in, but I'm just after speaking with a few guys here now this morning, and they say that still hasn't happened. But when I asked what the plan is now that we are hearing there is potentially a meeting taking place this afternoon, some told me they'll be taking a vote later here this morning in Foynes to see what direction they take next. Now, I believe that's leaning more on the animal feed side of access. Others told me that nothing will be changing until this planned meeting in Dublin, which is supposedly scheduled for this afternoon. So, Anton, it's pretty much the same as it's been here since Tuesday night. No fuel trucks being allowed in. As I look up the road now, there are around 50 different types of vehicles, and they have a porter cabin set up with toilets or fires burning in drums, men, women, young and old, continuing to protest here in Foynes.
Josh, thanks very much. We'll be back to you for an update in a while. And as to that meeting, we're still trying to get to the bottom of whether or not a meeting is happening, because the protesters have said that there is a meeting and the government has said no, there's not. But if somebody wants to bring a plus one, effectively they can. So we'll try to find out what's actually happening with that meeting. We are about 24 hours from the point at which Jim O'Callaghan, the Minister for Justice, said that he was going to call in the defence forces, particularly to clear trucks from outside those various depots. One of them in Foynes, the other being the Whitegate oil refinery in East Cork. And that's where Jamie O'Hara is. Jamie.
Good morning, Anton. Well, I'm standing at the entrance to the country's only oil refinery, Irving Oil, in Whitegate in East Cork, where there's around 30 people this morning, some of whom actually stayed here overnight. And like Josh said also, it's the same situation with the petrol stations on my way down. They all seem to be sold out. Now, just to paint the picture for you here, there are trucks with trailers lifted up in the air, you know, like they're dumping a load of stone, and that could be to make any attempt to remove them more difficult. Now, it's a bit early for a curry chips, but there is a chip van here, which I expect will open later today. They've got industrial lights. I'm told there's a port-a-loo nearby. And then there's a big blue marquee with set up a marquee tent with plenty of food, crisps, those large coffee and tea dispensers, hundreds of bottles of water, suggests that they're willing to stay here for days and days. Now, cars are able to drive in and out of the refinery, and I did see one large truck going in there, but I don't know exactly what it was doing. But I went into the Blue Marquee and I spoke to Jane Morrison, who's a farmer and was well wrapped up in a blanket and woolly hat. And I spoke to her, and Jane told me she'd stayed here the last two nights and says the people out protesting, you know, they don't want to stop anyone going to work, she said, but they're trying to get the message out that it's everyone, including the next generation, that they're worried about, I suppose, for her in terms of the viability of farming for the next generation. And then I asked her, what would you do if the army turns up? And Jane said a lot of the army are from farming backgrounds, that they themselves are underpaid, she said. And she was hoping actually some of the army would nearly join the protest, but she still thinks people won't move for them. And Anton, Jane was saying, and actually she told me she hasn't been on a holiday for 20 years since her honeymoon, because she said any extra money is reinvested in the farm. She warned that any potential recession could be worse than 2009, but she's hopeful any potential meeting of the representative bodies, which we're hoping to get confirmation on today, will result in some help to tackle the price of fuel.
Jamie, thank you very much. Jamie O'Hara there in Whitegate, and we'll be back to Jamie a little bit later on. And that issue of the Defence Forces and their response, of course, Jim O'Callaghan's statement saying that he wanted protesters to clear out before the Defence Forces effectively cleared them out. Maggie Chambers from iRadio is at the Galway Fuel Depot. Did anybody do what he had asked, Maggie?
They have not, Anton. The situation this morning is largely unchanged, with protesters continuing their blockade into a fourth day. The group remained on site here overnight, and about 20 to 25 people are gathered along the bridge again this morning. They're still positioned at the entrance, preventing fuel trucks from accessing the depot. However, they have told me all trucks have come since yesterday morning, just before 8 o'clock. They said they do not know if representatives are invited and that they are also waiting here. They also said they can't see everything happening on Friday, and they're prepared to stay for the long haul and across the weekend, because if they leave, they might not get back in. But protesters said to me they are not leaving until something is done, even if representatives are at the meeting, it is not enough. Another one of their main concerns is school is back on Monday, and they don't want to be here until then. The fires are still burning in steel barrels, there's small groups gathered around the support. People are now sitting around the fire with bales of straw, bags of timber. And the amount of food here also increased yesterday. They really are getting a lot of support. There's at 3 pallets of food, and I just want to look.
Okay, Maggie, we'll have to come back to you a little bit later on for a reprise of your report, just because the phone line is starting to break down a wee bit. Thank you very much. That's Maggie Chambers at the Galway Fuel Depot, and we will be getting updates from all the guys throughout the show, so we'll get Maggie back in a slightly crisper line a little bit later on. In the meanwhile, we'll head to the capital city, O'Connell Street, where at least at 5 o'clock this morning, it looked a little like a very dormant agricultural expo. There was an awful lot of vehicles, but not a lot of people. Ella Anderson is there on the capital's main street. Ella, has the situation livened up a little since?
Good morning, Anton. It has a little bit. It was very peaceful this morning, probably the most peaceful I have ever seen the city centre. Just protesters, a few Gardaí, and of course now the hordes of people having to walk to work instead of driving in. The blockade itself remains pretty unchanged at the minute. If anything, it's only expanded. Yesterday, one or two tractors did leave. That's nothing compared to the amount that actually entered. Speaking to two farmers today, both called Fergal, they said to me that threats over sending in the Defence Forces have only bolstered their numbers, and they're receiving more support than they ever have. I've just walked up and down the street here and did a quick head count of some of the vehicles. We're talking at a minimum 105 lorries, tractors, cars, vans, anything you can think of are all lining the streets at the minute. O'Connell Street is still closed off, and they've also closed off parts of the North and South Quays, onto Westmoreland Street as well, and of course O'Connell Bridge, where a video did go viral yesterday of a family playing football. And so the vibes here are very good. They're very positive, despite some threats coming in. At the minute, there's a pile of food at the bottom of O'Connell Monument. We're talking pizzas, fizzy drinks, waters, there's sleeping bags, duvets, everything these people could need. Speaking to Thomas, who's a farmer up in Leitrim, he says he's been treated better down here than he has at home, actually. So In terms of what's happening later today, we are hearing reports that the government will be meeting with national representative bodies, but there seems to be a bit of confusion down here of whether the protesters have actually been invited or not. Some saying that they have and some saying that they haven't heard of anything at all. There were reports that people might be gathering around the government buildings at 2:30 today. But again, communication seems to be a little bit confused here, as not many people seem to be on the same page. In terms of when this will let up, I spoke to some people about school coming back on Monday. There is school buses down here and coaches and stuff like that. But it seems that they're not willing to move unless they meet with representatives from the protests.
Ella, thank you very much. Ella Anderson there on O'Connell Street. And we also are trying to get to the bottom of whether or not they have been invited to that meeting, because the protesters say that they have. As far as most government spokespeople thus far have said, they haven't been. We'll be talking to the Minister for Defence, Helen McEntee, a little bit later in the programme. But hopefully we'll get to the bottom of whether or not there is actually an invite to that meeting before that. I'm joined now by Matt Carty, who is Sinn Féin spokesperson on justice and TD for Cavan Monaghan. Matt, your party has made a number of statements criticising the government's response to the protests, but you have been carefully Jesuitical about remaining on the fence in relation to whether or not you support the protests. Can I get your position on that, first of all? Do you think what the people in these trucks and tractors and teleporters, is what they're doing right?
I want to be very clear, Anton. We want to see these protests end, and we want government to do what is necessary to bring them to an end. And I have to say, over the past couple of days, the actions and the rhetoric of government has been completely unhelpful and counterproductive. And now the confusion around today's meeting again is just adding to the overall sense of a government that is dithering.
Sorry, Matt, I don't mean to be pedantic, but the protesters themselves want the protest to end. That's the whole idea of the protest. Do you think the protest was right in the first place?
I think what happened was a reflection of huge anger, huge frustration as a result of the costs rises that we've seen, particularly in fuels and government's inaction to deal with those. So what I want to say...
But you're not going to take a position as to whether or not you agree with it.
Well, it doesn't matter whether I agree with it or not.
Well, you're the justice spokesperson for the opposition. It does kind of matter.
Yes. Yeah, no, it doesn't, because I think we can spend all morning talking about the protests, or we can talk about why the protests emerged in the first place and what is needed now to bring them to an end. And that's what I want to see.
Matt, you're the justice spokesperson for the opposition in the single most popular party in the country. We have people who are blockading fuel depots, and they've been accused of putting a gun to the government's head. It is an entirely legitimate question to ask you in your role. Do you think what they did is right, and to know your position?
And my position is very clear, Anton. I want to see the protest end. And what I want is government to do what is required to bring them to an end. Because what we've had, Anton, is two wasted days, which has allowed lives to be disrupted. And as I say, government have antagonised the situation by threatening the deployment of the defence forces and using other inflammatory language. And I'm not going to add to that, because what we've had is a lot of people who have suffered in their day-to-day lives because of the dithering of government. And what is now essentially, in my view, is that the talks happen today and that they're meaningful and that they lead to a reduction in fuel costs and allow the protests to be brought to an end and allow people to get back to their lives.
And have you any insight as to whether or not there is actually an invite for the protesters to go to those talks?
I'm told there is. I was speaking to some of the people who are involved in the protest last night, who have been told that they have been informed that they'll be invited to a meeting today. But as you say, there's an awful lot of confusion around all of that. And I think it's really important to recognise, you know, I know a number of people who are on these protests. They don't want to have given up a day's work, never mind 3 days' work. They believe that the Dáil should have been sitting this week. I agree with them on that. I believe that the Dáil should have been agreeing emergency measures to support people. We wrote to the Taoiseach asking for the Dáil to be reconvened this week. Since then, we've been calling on the government to actually sit down and negotiate. It's my view that had on Tuesday, government indicated that they would arrange a meeting at a leadership level with members of the protesting organisations, that the protests would have been called off at that stage. As I say, instead, what we've had is an antagonization of the situation. Government have actually made the situation much, much worse. And I hope today that we finally see a bit of leadership on the part of Micheál Martin and Simon Harris, that we ensure that the talks take place today and that they're constructive talks, and then ultimately all of us in the political system need to provide people with the supports that are so clearly required to actually reduce the cost of fuel and to support
not only the people protesting,
but other families and workers during this course.
Matt, thank you very much. Matt Carthy, who is Sinn Féin's Justice, Home Affairs and Migration spokesperson there. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.